And we are back. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Welcome back. This is, of course, Kelly and Steve Get Realty. I am Stephen Barrett, and with me, as always, Mrs. Kelly Loya.
That's me.
Hey, so I saw you on social media. You just had your 3-year anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep, marriage for 3 years. And I don't get what the problem with people is. It's not as difficult as everybody says. It's been a great 3 years, and I get to spend time with my best friend and live with my best friend. It's cool.
What did you do for your anniversary? You guys went on a trip, right?
What the heck did we do for our anniversary? I don't think we went on a trip.
Just went out, had dinner,
we don't really get into celebrating events like that too often. Same with birthdays.
Yeah.
We don't do like parties and big things because like every day's awesome. You know?
So, I like it.
I know, it's like every day is sort of a celebration. So, I mean, we may have indulged a little more, like maybe had sushi or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
very cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
So I thought we would do something a little different today for our podcast. So far, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things here. We just broke down the landlording laws and, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about us and ourselves. Being that this is, you know, we're quite a few podcasts in now, I thought we would take some time and talk about our company here, Mytown Realty.
Good idea, Steve. what makes you want to talk about that?
All right, so I was thinking about it the other day, how you and I had both been working at different companies before we came here, and that there had to be something about Mytown that made us leave. I know you worked for 2 different companies before you came here. Right. I worked at 1.
Yep. I really like Mytown a lot. I'm not going to mention any names, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
of course
not. The places that I was at before, I didn't have the support that I have here,
true.
I think. There was a lot of experience. I don't want to take that away from anybody, but with experience sometimes comes, a lot of people just not having time to give me the support that I need, you know, talk to about things that I had questions on, stuff like that, you know?
And for sure, just because you leave a company, like, doesn't mean there's anything wrong or
inherently
different. Just sometimes it's not a right fit.
Yeah, and you know what? The overall company morale, too.
Yeah.
That's something that, it just didn't fit me personally.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm super, like, outgoing. And
I'm not, but I get it.
Right, but there's that sense of camaraderie there.
For sure.
You know, that I really like.
I actually, you know, before I came to Mytown, I really liked the company that I worked at. They were large, so they had built a solid infrastructure. There were a lot of talented and busy agents in there, and so going to the office every day kind of let me pick up a lot of good habits and ideas. The managing broker there offered a lot of training. Some was useful, some training not so useful.
Right.
Which is just kind of how it is in the industry. The only thing I didn't really like were the weekly sales meetings that we had. At first, I was really excited for them. And then gradually, I kind of realized all we were doing was reviewing last week's email memo.
Right.
I thought,
so sort of a waste of time.
Yeah, it was just kind of like catching everybody up who wasn't paying attention. And,
right.
And then I was like, wait, what the heck are we doing here? This is kind of crazy.
So you seem like you really liked it a lot there. What made you, why did you even come to Mytown?
So honestly, I think the fact that I really liked it there speaks to how much I believe in what Mytown is. David Jr., obviously Dave Manzano Jr., our broker, he was a short-time mentor for me at the previous company. So, you know, there was a relationship there, and that was definitely a major influence. But ultimately, I had to look at the local real estate landscape and industry as a whole and make a decision based on my projection of the future. I genuinely think right now real estate companies locally are about 80% similar in our market.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that.
What I mean by that is everyone's going to have most of the same things offered to their agents. Contracts, trainings, office space, mentorship, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Every brokerage has these things to some extent. But I think there are 2 10% parts that can and will separate companies from each other here in Central New York over the next 5 to 10 years. The first one is investing in innovation. we are at the advent of an unprecedented change in our industry. Technology is ultimately going to change how real estate is done in every single capacity. Mm-hmm. So in my initial talks in my town, that was a major standout to me. We went over how much is invested into our individual agents' websites and what resources were going to be made available and how being located downtown, we are in like the de facto tech center of our city. Not to mention that 4K camera and like all the other goodies we have access to.
Wow. You know, I'm a little bit more simple. I just really liked the conference room and the decor. The office is so beautiful.
It is really, really well done.
I love bringing clients there and mm-hmm. spending time in the office. It's clean and polished and it always smells good. And it's a whole lot of fun, too.
Yeah. It always smells like cookie because Nancy Quiggs is an amazing baker.
Oh, yeah. And Kim. Oh, my gosh.
Administrative assistant.
Oh, you know what she made recently? These cheesecake chocolate chip bars.
Unreal.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. I popped one in my mouth, and I'm not going to tell you how many more I had. It was crazy. But it's interesting that you bring up, like, the camera. I remember when you were going to do a commercial-like series mm-hmm. called the My Town Minute.
Yeah.
And you did one, and then it stopped. What happened with that?
Yeah, so, all right, try not to be too embarrassed talking about this one.
You're red.
Yeah, a little bit. So I tried that, and, you know, after the first one, I got made fun of pretty unmercilessly for
it.
Which is, you know, it's fine. You 4K is very high. I feel like 4K is higher definition than our eyes are. So you can see every little scar and mistake.
It's not forgiving.
I don't know how these YouTubers do it all the time. I was, you know, overdressed, underprepared, not exactly comfortable in high definition. You know, I better to have tried and failed. I just kind of thought eventually I'll do something like that again. But, you know, better. And this time you can help. So we'll both do
it. I'm totally on board with you doing it again. I don't know what other people were talking about. I liked it a lot.
Well, it was for sure a learning experience, but it kind of led to this podcast, you know, and our initial what we're all about here. So back to what I was saying. I think local companies are about 80% similar. The difference is 10% what they're willing to invest in innovation. And the other 10% is, you know, the quality of leadership and management. Our industry has a mobility to it, but it's a lateral mobility to it. If you're good at what you do, you can decide where you work and who you work with. So the question becomes, who will your support system be and what are their values?
Right.
And you can talk a little bit about that, maybe share an experience that you've had at my town where you had a call broker and he picked right up and helped you out.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Every single time I have anything I want to talk about, if I want to vent about something, mm-hmm. He's there for me. Dave Jr., I'm talking about my broker.
Yeah, for sure.
I had an issue where there was somebody, not another realtor, but somebody else in the field who was somewhat unprofessional, and I wasn't prepared to deal with that. It was something that I'd never dealt with before.
So unexpected, because you'd never anticipate someone being unprofessional to the level that you had to experience.
Oh, no, not to that level. I was really taken aback by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I spoke with Dave, and he really helped me. He helped me deal with it a lot.
Yeah.
He gave me some good advice, and he was there for me. And you know what? He had my back 100%. No questions asked.
I can absolutely
and
agree with
that. That loyalty right there, that means everything to me. And that's why I knew it. I had a good feeling about it when I came to my town. And that's why I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that loyalty means so much to me, and it's reciprocated, and
I'm getting pumped up right now talking about this. Like, we got to go make him some more money.
He's awesome. He really is.
Yeah, for sure. We have lots of good friends there, too. Everyone that comes there kind of shares the same spirit of, you know, cooperation and wants to get better and succeed.
Yeah, and learning. And you know what? I don't think that we look at each other as somebody that we're up against or somebody that we don't look at our colleagues like somebody that might take money away from us or clients away from us.
Which is, that's important.
Very important because people are just, when it comes to money.
Let's put it like this. People are people.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's great. Everybody there is awesome. And everybody's always willing to teach. I've had people do things that I thought were really cool and different. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. You know, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And I haven't met one person in our office that's not willing to share their expertise or their different knowledge of certain things with me. So that was
for really sure. Cool. I am excited for what the future holds. And, you know, that was interesting. We just kind of wanted to change it up a little bit. That gives another window of insight into who we are and what we're all about here in Central New York. No guests this time, so pretty short show, but we thank you for listening.
We'll have another one sometime soon.
Yes.
Have a really good one for you.
Make sure to tune in next time. We're going to keep getting better, keep having fun. And
thank you for listening.
There's one thing I want to do. If you guys want to hear anything specifically, want to hear us break down title work, abstract, contracts, anything like that, let us know. We're going to work it in the show, okay? Because what you want to hear is what we want to talk about.
Even if you want to talk about trendy fall decor.
Yeah, Kelly's going to take that one.
Steve's not so inclined, but I love talking home decor, home design. As some of you already know, I recently started, I'm not sure if I brought this up yet, but I started another company with my mom.
Did you? Oh, yeah. The staging?
Interiors. Heck yeah. We do home design, interior decorating, and home staging.
That's exciting.
Very. So if anybody has questions about that too, hit us up.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody.
Till next time.
Yes. Bye-bye.